We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Greetings and welcome, brave viewers. It's a pleasure to have your company today on Noteworthy News, Constructive News for a Better World.
Constructive News for a Peaceful World. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 8v5. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, AVS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 95 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siat Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Besekom Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. In Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Aserna. In Nkongsamba, Channel 54 on MJSat. In Chang, Channel 44 on OrbitSat International. In Manjo, Channel 45 on VisioSat Plus.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora. Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera. Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Bunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Tongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elhat Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in TK Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Ampua Boyai, Channel 70 on Boyai Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Canadian study shows that environmental factors play an important role in the treatment of cerebral palsy. In cultural news, the Independence Day of Botswana is celebrated. In community news, a traditional craft helps in rebuilding lives in Pakistan. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 30th, the birth of the renowned Muslim scholar and Sufi saint Jalal ed-Din Rumi is commemorated. Born in 1207 in Balkh, present-day Afghanistan, he is among the most celebrated Persian poets in history. Rumi is revered around the globe and is known for his loving acceptance of all religions and beliefs. Masnaviya Ma'navi, or Rhymed Couplets of Deep Spiritual Meaning, is considered his masterpiece and one of the greatest mystical poems ever written. May the enlightened works of Saint Jalal ed-Din Rumi continue to bring joy and upliftment to people of all faiths and cultures.
Fly-in news. Wildfires continue to ravage Australia's Simpson Desert. As of Thursday, September 29th, grass fires that had been burning for weeks in the Northern Territory had spread to South Australia, in a region that borders Queensland as well, consuming nearly 5 million hectares, an area larger than the country of Belgium. All access to Simpson Desert has been closed as firefighters work to extinguish the flames. Northern Territory Police and Emergency Services crews were also sent to battle large fires in the Kings Canyon area, as the South Australian Country Fire Service was deployed to assist North Territory personnel in extinguishing another blaze north of Alice Springs.
Meanwhile, two other outback fires were being monitored that had been sparked by lightning in the past 24 hours. Although no homes have been threatened thus far, officials have warned residents to be prepared after heavy rains this spring, especially in central regions, have brought dense growth of grasses that are now drying and could easily ignite.
Our thankfulness for the courageous and protective endeavours of all officials and firefighting personnel. With heaven's grace, may such destructive events be minimised through our greater consideration and stabilising care of the ecosphere.
Mexico, India, Papua New Guinea, Canada and Canary Islands rocked by quakes. On Saturday, September 24th, an earthquake registering 4.3 on the Richter scale struck offshore the southern Mexican state of Oaxaca, 54 kilometers southwest of Salina Cruz. In India, that evening, eastern Kashmir Valley was jolted by a 4.2 magnitude quake 40 kilometers southeast of Srinagar in the Jammu and Kashmir region. The next day, in Oceania, the island of New Britain in Papua New Guinea was shaken by a magnitude 5.2 quake that hit 178 kilometers southeast of Kimby. On Tuesday, another 5.0 magnitude tremor rumbled India, this one centered 228 kilometers northeast of Gilgit that was felt in the shared border region with China's Xinjiang province. Also on Tuesday, in North America, Canada's Northwest Territories experienced a rare magnitude 5.3 quake 137 kilometers west of Wrigley and on the Spanish Canary Island of El Hierro. More than 50 people were evacuated on Wednesday after an increasing number of recent earthquakes raised concerns about the island's volcano erupting. However, there were fortunately no casualties or damage reported for this or any of the events. With thankfulness for the safety of those in the quake-hit areas, we pray that such potential disasters are curbed through humanity's more benevolent ways as a vegan world.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
With more and more mysterious deaths around the world, fish in Brazil.
107 pilot whales have died after becoming
flying low across the ground.
Tim tôi chỉ có người trong cổng đêm đêm bao mệnh người. Ôi sao người đẹp quá, tôi mãi nhìn không ngơi. Ôi bàn tay dịu mát làm tươi cả cuộc đời. Tôi yêu người mãi mãi, tôi dù chết thay người, tôi dù chết thay người, chín xuôi sẽ ngậm cười.
Veg, go green to save the planet.
We can still save the planet. Day 481. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Lives claimed from listeria-contaminated fruit in the US, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, as of Thursday, September 29th, up to 16 people have perished and 72 have fallen ill across 18 states in what has been called the deadliest outbreak of foodborne disease in a decade. The listeriosis infections have been linked to cantaloupes from a farm in Colorado. Listeria is transmitted to humans via ruminant animal sources such as livestock cattle, and is usually traced to foods such as cheeses, deli meats, milk, chicken and shellfish, with fruits and vegetables that can become contaminated from the soil or manure fertilizer. Investigators stated that they are looking at the possibility that animal intrusion may have caused the outbreak, and they are also checking water quality. The contaminated cantaloupes have been recalled since early September, but listeriosis can appear up to 2 months after consuming contaminated products. We are deeply saddened by the lives lost to this disease, and we pray for the quick recovery of those afflicted. With heaven's mercy, may such illnesses subside as humanity fosters a society of kindness and respect among all beings.
Some of the diseases related to meat consumption and/or production:
fatal prion diseases transmissible through air or milk,
rabies, anthrax, sleeping sickness, Q fever, norovirus, swine flu, Ebola Reston virus.
Cured meats and fish increase leukemia risk in children.
Antibiotic-resistant superbug infections and other dangerous bacteria strains.
Blue tongue disease, E. coli, Salmonella.
Bird flu, mad cow disease or Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, 90% of the population at risk.
Pig's disease or PMWS, listeriosis, shellfish poisoning, pre-eclampsia, Campylobacter, Clostridium difficile.
Diseases hidden in healthy appearing livestock.
Food poisoning, heart attack, kidney failure from toxic additives like melamine and clenbuterol.
Some of the costs of meat eating.
Infertility. Eating just one serving of meat per day increases the risk of women's infertility by 32%, with additional meat consumption increasing the risk.
Heart disease. Over 17 million lives lost globally each year. Cost of cardiovascular disease is at least $1 trillion a year.
Cancer.
Increased childhood cancers and adult reproductive cancers from hormones in meat.
Colon rectal cancer. Over 1 million new colon cancer patients diagnosed each year. More than 600,000 colon cancer-related mortalities annually. In the United States alone, colon cancer treatment costs about $6.5 billion. Millions of people are newly diagnosed with other meat-related cancers every year.
Diabetes.
347 million people are affected worldwide.
an estimated $174 billion spent each year on treatment in just the United States. Obesity. Worldwide, 1.6 billion adults are overweight, with 400 million more who are obese. Costs $93 billion each year for medical expenses in the United States alone. At least 2.6 million people die annually from problems related to being overweight or obese.
Environmental. Use up to 70% of clean water. Pollute most of the water bodies. Deforest the lungs of the earth. Uses up to 43% of the world's cereal. Uses up to 85% of the world's soy. Cause world hunger and wars. 80% cause of global warming, plus more.
Some of the costs of milk consumption: cowpox from milking cows, bacterial microbes, pesticides, and enzymes found in cheese derived from the inner stomach linings of other animals. Up to 80% of the calories in cheese are from pure fat.
Breast, prostate, and testicular cancer from hormones present in milk. Listeria and Crohn's disease. Hormones and saturated fat lead to osteoporosis, obesity, diabetes, and heart disease, linked to higher incidences of multiple sclerosis, classified as a major allergen, lactose intolerance, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit For more urgent information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Palestinian media member freed. An Israeli military court released Al Jazeera's Afghan bureau chief, Mr. Sama Alawi, on Monday, September 26th. Mr. Alawi had been detained for 49 days after being arrested when he was returning to his job in Afghanistan from a family visit in the Palestinian West Bank. Upon his release, he was joyfully greeted by relatives, including a tearful reunion with his mother. "We too are glad for your freedom, Mr. Alawi, wishing you many happy moments with family and friends, as well as continued safety for you and all journalists striving to provide accurate and timely information for the good of the public."
Save our planet. Flooding since mid-July 2011 in Thailand, the world's biggest rice exporter, has submerged 2 million acres of farmland as of the end of September 2011, while floods in neighboring Cambodia have left 407,000 acres of rice underwater, raising concerns for both health and food security.
Save Our Planet, a study presented at the World Conference on Marine Biodiversity in Scotland, UK, on September 27, 2011, estimates that up to 320,000 seabirds globally die each year as they are caught in lines off fishing boats, with some albatross, petrel, and shearwater species nearing extinction.
Save Our Planet. Using primarily recycled materials, all of these are Vietnamese university students Nguyen Ngoc An and Pham Yu Linh create a household-sized water desalinization system powered by sunlight that has won a top university prize, which is designed to provide sufficient fresh water for daily use.
Warning news. A study released by Singaporean researchers on September 24, 2011, states that nearly 60% of smokers are unaware of the link between tobacco and age-related macular degeneration, which can cause complete vision loss, as the scientists recommend measures to better inform the public that smoking can lead to blindness.
Hi, I'm Jamo the Springbok, and I'm following a compassionate diet without any animal products. Here's a tip of the day on bean or transparent noodles. They are made of mung beans and are a delicious feature of many Thai dishes. Their delicate taste allows them to take on the flavors of the sauce and seasonings from the other ingredients used in the recipe. They provide fiber, carbohydrates, and small amounts of calcium, selenium, and iron. Thank you for your attention, and thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
We'll be right back.
In medical news, a Canadian study shows that environmental factors play an important role in the treatment of cerebral palsy. Dr. Mary Law and colleagues of McMaster University joined with researchers from the University of Alberta to compare two approaches to helping children affected with a medical condition, which impairs muscle functioning. The conventional method focuses on supporting the child's balance and movement skills. The alternative technique emphasizes changing the environment or how the patients interact with it. Equally significant improvements in daily functioning between the two groups were observed after 6 months of intervention. It is believed the new method has the potential to assist many individuals. Our earnest thankfulness, Dr. Mary Law, and all involved for your life-enhancing findings. May they be of great benefit to lovely youngsters worldwide.
In cultural news, the Independence Day of Botswana, observing its gaining of sovereignty in 1966, is celebrated today. Located north of South Africa, Botswana is home to JODILO, a United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization World Heritage Site. The area contains hills that have provided shelter and resources to people for more than 100,000 years. Its locale also has one of the highest concentrations of rock art on the globe, with over 4,500 paintings. In addition, Botswana is known for its great diversity of wildlife. There are over 460 species of birds and 150 types of mammals in the country. The Chobe National Park contains an abundance of animals, including the amazing herbivorous elephants. May the kind citizens of Botswana have a fine Independence Day. Up next on Noteworthy News, the traditional art of quilt making helps rebuild lives in Pakistan. There may be a cat knocking at the door. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more outstanding news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, satisfying news for a contented world. In community news, a traditional craft helps in rebuilding lives in Pakistan. In a story reported by Al Jazeera, a group of women who are living in a temporary relief camp after the floods of 2010 have bettered their lives through learning the traditional art of quilt making. The project has been organized by Ms. Tasnim Akhtar from Karachi. She realized that through participating in this work, the women could earn their own money. In fact, they are now able to sell the quilts for $30 each. This has enabled them to repair their homes, pay for medical expenses, and send their children to school, and provide their families with food and clothing. Kudos, Ms. Tasnim Akhtar, on your wonderful endeavor. May the loving Pakistani people greet a bright future on a sustainable earth with Allah's blessings.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Haitian Creole entitled Food Supplied.
Non, monsieur célibataire, cap manger chaque jour gratis dans le travail, mandez patron. Patron, pour que chaque jour c'est même manger à le service. Est-ce que moi t'as qu'à choisir? Patron répond-lui, mais oui, c'est un, au cas toujours choisi, soit ou manger, soit ou pas manger.
And now for a heartline from telepathic animal communicator Sharon Callahan, a vegan who is featured on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. This program entitled Telepathic Animal Communicator Sharon Callahan, Healing with Flowers and Love, can also be accessed in our online archives.
Thank you and all involved in producing such a loving and beautiful interview. I am already receiving wonderful comments from friends and clients, not only about the interview, but about the beauty of Supreme Master TV. Also, I love the musical, The Real Love. So inspiring, so much truth and hopefulness. I am grateful. Sharon Callahan from the United States.
Beautiful, Sharon. It was our privilege to present your incredible work with our animal friends and the flower essences, which is so healing for them. Also, we are delighted you enjoyed The Real Love. May you continue to share your deep insights and profound messages for many years to come with God's blessings.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven's light evermore shine upon you and your loved ones.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
As part of a nationwide amnesty program that in 2011 has freed 4,000 people nationwide, the Tajik government announces further support in the form of several months' living expenses as well as job training, with officials in the northern region of Khujand saying that they have begun implementing the program, intended to help the newly released rebuild their lives.
Commending tennis star Serena Williams' past work in supporting disadvantaged youth, the UN Children's Fund, or UNICEF, appoints the American champion player as an international goodwill ambassador to assist in achieving goals such as providing quality education for all vulnerable students.
To encourage an end to the harmful smoking habit, the federal agency Health Canada unveils updated graphic warnings for cigarette packaging, giving tobacco companies until March 21st, 2012 to adopt new labels that must cover a full 75% of both front and back of the packets.
The five UN member states of Angola, Armenia, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Costa Rica and San Marino add their countries' names to the Paris Commitments, a declaration that has now been joined by 100 nations in seeking to protect vulnerable children from recruitment into illegally armed groups.
US-based Boeing Commercial Airplanes delivers to Japan's All Nippon Airways, or ANA, the first model of the long-awaited 787 Dreamliner passenger jet, a large carrier that is the most fuel-efficient in the industry and the first to use strong, lightweight composite materials for the majority of its construction.
Around 700 imprisoned members of Spain's Basque ETA group, jailed throughout France and Spain, endorse a 2010 agreement as they renounce violence in favor of supporting peaceful means to achieve the group's goal of Basque independence.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.